Welcome to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. It's a somewhat pretty morning here in Palmer after that fresh dusting of snow last night that I think caught everyone a little off guard, but it's looking like a spring day out there this morning, and I'm excited to have two members of the Valley Garden Club in the station with me this morning. Good morning, Dan and Sue.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I always like to start my show with a little bit of background information about my guests. So if you could let us know your connection to Alaska and your connection to gardening or agriculture in general. How did you get here? And Sue, we'll start with you.
Okay. Well, I came because six of my sibs were living up here and I wanted to get to know them as adults.
Oh, okay.
So I came up here when I was 21 and I'm still here.
Yeah.
And we gardened all our lives with our grandmas and our parents and harvested veggies, and so ag goes pretty deep. And then I happened to marry an Iwegian farmer, so his family's deep into agriculture too.
Very good. And where was home originally, Sue?
South Dakota.
Okay, very good. And what about you, Dan? How did you get to Alaska?
Well, I was in the Air Force, and I got stationed up here in 92 and left in 98 when they moved me out kicking and screaming.
Okay.
And the wife and I, when I retired, we wanted to come back up here, so we did. And that's kind of, you know, the draw. We liked it here a lot.
Yeah.
And then as far as gardening, we bought a house, and of course, you know, they don't come with anything. It's a bare lot, you know, per se, or just unimproved. So we started landscaping, and we had the cycle of you're buying perennials and things like that, and they just mostly die. And so we decided it's time to learn a little more.
Oh, okay.
You know, on the net.
Is that, that's probably how you got involved with the Valley Garden Club?
It is.
Okay, very good. Well, let's jump right into that. Tell me a little bit about one of you. Tell me a little bit about the Valley Garden Club, how it got started, a little bit of the history.
Well, it started in 1988 with Pat Newcomb and Florine Carney as founding members. And
okay.
Some of the first plant sales were in their yards.
Oh, okay.
And we tried to have a short business meeting the first Tuesday of each month, but then invite a local speaker to come. And one of our main goals, of course, is to share knowledge and garden tips with our members and
okay.
the public. And then the second goal is to make community beautification grants.
Oh, okay.
So the funds we raise annually with our plant sale do meet our club expenses, but then they come back to the community in the form of small grants.
Okay. Community beautification grants.
Right.
I'm sure you're going to tell me more about that. I like it. But before we stray too far down that path, I think one of the primary reasons we wanted to have you on the show this time of year is that big garden club event, the plant sale that you have coming up. So tell me all about that.
Okay. Well, it is the last Saturday of May every
okay.
year.
So at Memorial Day weekend?
Memorial Day weekend
okay.
every year.
Okay.
Yep. And it has grown to quite a large event.
Okay.
The Boys and Girls Club of Wasilla lets us use their venue. So we set up the Friday night before, transforming an empty gym into a space that sells thousands of plants.
Oh, okay.
And this year, parking has become kind of an issue. The DOT and the troopers have asked us not to allow people to park on Bogart, so we're doing what we can about that.
Okay.
Luckily, our neighbors, the neighboring properties to Boys and Girls Club have opened their parking lot. So please look for huge park here signs. And then to help customers, we'll have a paid plant holding zone.
Oh,
so
okay.
once they're done shopping, they can basically check their order, walk over, get their car, come back, drive up, and pick up their order.
Okay, very good.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, you know, change is always hard, so I'm sure there'll be a few people that still try to park along Bogart Road or break the rules, et cetera, but we'll just mm-hmm. encourage folks to look for the parking signs and to use those neighboring parking lots. And is there a better time of day to come to the plant sale? Everybody wants to be there first, right? But is there a better time of day in terms of beating the rush or missing the rush?
Not really.
okay.
It is a big rush right at the start because everybody gets in there. So when we open at 9 o'clock, I mean, it's backed up clear across the parking lot.
Oh, usually. Wow.
So it's a big rush right then. I mean, there are lots of plants. So if you come a little bit later, you will find, you know, selections and everything like that. But yes, it is a big rush right at the start. But okay. Afternoon is usually, you know,
a
good
slower.
Time to come. But, you know, it will not be first choice.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So these are Valley Garden Club members from across the valley with their specialty plant that they grow that's being sold?
Right. Or? We have members from Lazy Mountain to Willow.
Okay.
Big Lake. They come from all over. And the plants are as different as our members.
Yeah.
Some of them are perennials dug from our members' own yards. Some are annuals grown specifically for this event.
Okay.
We have a variety of herbs. We have an entire wall of tomatoes.
Wow.
There are house plants of every kind you can imagine. Some are doing plantings now in containers,
oh,
which are very interesting.
Yeah.
Some little fairy gardens show up.
I love those.
It's just a real fun time.
Yeah.
Some people come and buy one plant.
Sure.
Some people come and buy 300 plants.
Yeah.
So it's quite different.
Yeah. In terms of that, do they need to come with cash or check, or can you receive credit cards this year? What's the payment process?
That's still in the works.
Okay.
We're hoping to be able to, but please come with cash or check.
Okay. Very good. And I think that most of our listeners probably know the difference between a perennial and an annual, but you never know who's out there listening to Big Cabbage Radio this morning. So what's the difference between a perennial and an annual? Dan?
Okay. A perennial is a plant that will come back the next year,
okay.
Hopefully here in Alaska.
Hopefully, right? Fingers crossed.
But an annual is, it dies.
Okay. One year and it's done.
It may seed itself, some of them do, but it's going to die at the end of the year.
Okay.
So, but perennials will come back. An example of an annual, the marigold,
sure.
is an annual.
Okay.
So, you know, you get your nice flowers, they bloom a lot, they look really nice, and then they die.
Sure.
Lilies are a perennial.
Sure.
Of course, irises.
Yeah.
You know, everybody likes irises. They really do well. Troilus is a really nice annual. Or perennial, I should say.
Yeah.
And they do come back a lot, and they spread anemones, that type of thing. So,
yeah. So a wide variety of both will be available.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And then we do have a few biennial.
Okay.
People will have a real nice stand of foxglove, and it rests the next year.
Oh, okay.
Don't despair. It will come back.
It will come back. Okay.
So we have a few of those that are that do quite well here in Alaska.
Okay. And I assume all of those will be labeled really clearly. And the
we certainly attempt to get the labeling done before the doors go up.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get a little pressed. But
yeah
we have labels made ahead of time. And it's generally fairly well organized. And our volunteers seem to know where to help customers find things.
Yeah.
So please take the chance to walk out on the back patio. Go out the personnel door to the south, and the entire back patio is full of perennials. We have horseradish root. We have rhubarb root. There are black currants, white currants, red currants. That whole entire area back there is full of perennials.
Okay.
And you'll see, like, strawberries.
Good.
Raspberries.
Yeah.
Onions.
Yeah.
You know, that's... And lots of, you know, vegetables and that, you know, beans and peas, that type of stuff, cauliflower, broccoli, herbs, dill, basil.
Yeah.
That, you know, so a good variety. And
yeah.
And, of course, tomatoes, you know, we have lots of tomatoes.
Yeah, a wall of tomatoes, I heard, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Every kind of tomato you can think of. We also have a lady who specializes in veggies that come back. Year after year,
okay.
here in Alaska, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
coveted
very cool.
item.
Yeah. Well, just a quick reminder to listeners that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio in Palmer this morning are two Valley Garden Club members, Sue and Dan, and we're talking about the upcoming plant sale happening Memorial Day weekend. And tell us again where it happens.
3700 East Bogart Road at the Wasilla Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, that was going to be my... Next clarifying question, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Should folks come hungry? Are there food vendors, or is it just strictly a plant sale?
Just strictly a plant sale.
Okay, so go have brunch or breakfast somewhere before you come to the plant
sale. Right, and if there's a mad mob and you can't get in, go have brunch or breakfast.
And then come back. Yeah, okay. So you mentioned thousands of plants to be sold, so lots of variety, and sounds like everything from vegetables to flowering plants, house plants. Are there trees and shrubs available?
Yes, there are trees and shrubs. Last year we had a few fruit growers participate. I mentioned the currants. Yes, lilacs. There's generally tamaracks.
Okay.
Those wonderful evergreens that get golden needles in fall. There's generally tamaracks at, I would say, probably 100 or so show up.
Very good. Lots and lots of variety. And you mentioned that the Garden Club has been around since 1988. How many years have you guys been doing this plant sale?
30 years. This will be 30 years and growing.
Wow.
And it is an annual event. So if you happen to have memorial plans this year, well, we'll be right there in that same spot next year.
Okay.
Last Saturday in May every year.
Last Saturday in May at the Boys and Girls Club. And pay attention to parking this year. Do not park along Bogard Road, but look for the parking signs. And it sounds like you have a really cool option, kind of like a coat check feature after you've bought your plants. So you don't have to limit how much you buy, because you don't have to carry it all to your car, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you don't have to cross a very busy street laden with plants several times.
Right. Yeah.
So we're trying to help our customers stay safe.
Well, I like that idea. And I think that'll be a good benefit for folks, you know, that because that is a reason that sometimes folks limit their shopping, right? How much can I carry? But if you know that you can check it at the door, go get your car, there'll be helpers helping load cars, right?
I'm glad you mentioned that. This year I approached the Future Farmers of America, Palmer High chapter, and I'm asking them to please come and provide some manpower.
Oh, perfect.
So I hope that they'll be there to help us set up Friday night. That's quite a mad scramble, too.
Oh, I bet.
Receive thousands of plants and get them to labeled tables, and then help out from 9 till noon when the bulk of our customers shop with service.
Yeah.
Customer service.
I love it. And that's a great thing to get in those FFA kids involved. The state FFA, I think she became the secretary, will be on the show in the next couple of weeks, Sky Reimers. She's been a guest before, and she just was elected into state officership, and so she's going to come back on the show. So maybe I'll ask her about whether she's going to be at the Valley Garden Club plant sale helping out.
Wonderful. We had Miss Alaska at one of our events waving away.
Oh, very good. Yeah, very good.
What a congenial person.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. So let's talk a little bit about you mentioned the point of this fundraiser, because it is a fundraiser for your garden club, are these community beautification grants.
Correct.
So tell me about that.
You bet. Each year in April, we put out applications to the public, and we are on the web, and signs are all over the community. A small group agrees to be a committee, and they review all the applications. And we've previously, in September, set our budget for what our application max is. And we award generally 5 a year. These are to other 501c3 organizations, public agencies. For example, Big Lake Library has applied several times, and they're improving Jordan Park, which is a lot next door to them. We have different camps that have applied. We helped the Grow Palmer effort get started in its previous location, and then again, they applied for grants helping them move when they needed to. So we supplied some heavy equipment money and some hardscaping funds for that. So
good.
Yeah, we enjoy being involved in that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if folks are interested in learning more about that beautification grant, where could they go for more information?
Our website is just www.valleygardenclub.com. And if you put in the descriptor of Wasilla, because there are hundreds of Valley Garden Clubs all over the world. If you put in that descriptor, then we'll come up and you can see the process, and it's a fairly simple application.
Okay, and what time of year is that application?
April.
Okay, so the April. The application comes out in April, and so if a person applied this April, would they get the funds for this summer growing season?
That's the plan. This year's has already closed and been decided upon, and funds are awarded in the spring, so they're for the current growing season.
Okay.
But it's not for persons. It's for agencies or public.
Yeah, a group. Mm-hmm. And I am at, Dan, can you tell me, and if you don't know the answer, we can jump to Sue, but the kind of the goals of that grant, I assume with the name Community Beautification, there's got to be something community-centered, and you're trying to improve upon something, but what are some of the other goals of that grant?
We want to make, you know, the valley more beautiful.
Okay.
And make sure that, you know, things are. But like one of the ones, like the Heartreach Center.
Okay.
A garden for their patients there to go out and kind of relieve stress or you know, sit there and that. So, you know, you try to get along with whatever, it will help things grow or people grow too.
Oh, yeah. So. I like it. And what's the typical funding amount?
Oh, gosh. It totally depends on the applicant.
Okay.
Last year, and I have not been involved in, per se, the grant committee reviewing the applications, but a very small grant was asked for by the Senior Day Center here in Palmer.
Okay.
They had a small group of people interested in making a fairy garden. I believe the amount they asked for was under $200,
okay.
So we were happy to provide that.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's group applied for a loan. Trinity Lutheran applied for some help building handicap ramps, so accessibility to their vegetable gardening.
Oh, okay.
So it's a variety of things, and many times it is the hardscaping, which can be rather costly.
Absolutely. Yeah, very good. Well, what a great service that you guys are providing. That I love that that's available, and my wheels immediately start turning to different groups that I should point in your direction.
We'd be glad to have them.
Yes.
I'm glad your wheels are turning.
Yeah, school garden groups,
yep.
Might that work? Do they have to be an official 501c3, or can
or
it just
public.
Be?
Public, that's the way it was stated, or
okay.
A public agency.
Okay.
And the schools do call upon us, and the master gardeners as well, to go in and help give some demonstrations of how to transplant or how to space or how to compost,
sure.
Things like that. One year, Walmart asked us to please come and do a demo for their customers.
Oh, okay.
So those six packs that go home with somebody actually
do something.
Yes, exactly.
Just melt in the window. Yeah. Well, actually, that brings to mind an immediate need. I was just contacted. My daughters used to attend Mockatons Elementary, and they have a science day coming up. Have they contacted you guys about
Not
that?
Not yet.
Okay.
I've been to Mockatons in the past.
Okay. Well, I think it's towards the end of the school year. I want to say the 17th, and they are looking for someone in particular to come do a seed potato planting and demonstration with the kids, because they typically have potatoes in their school garden over the summer, and then they harvest in the fall. And I did that demonstration for them last year, but I'm not available this year. So maybe I'll forward that email on to you guys.
Please do. The 17th seems full on my calendar, but with 114 members, I can find someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
To talk potatoes.
Very
no
good. Very good. Well, another interruption and reminder to folks, if you're just joining us, I am speaking with two members of the Valley Garden Club this morning, Sue and Dan. Of course, this is Ag Matters Radio, and I'm your host, Amy Pettit. So let's talk more about the garden club in general. And if a person is listening and thinking, ooh, I might want to be a member of the garden club, what does that mean? And what does that cost me? And what does it look like to participate in the garden club?
Sure, yeah.
Do I have to have a garden to be in the garden club?
No.
Okay.
In fact, many people don't have access to soil, so we do some container gardening too.
Okay.
Lots of our members are just as you described. Described, Amy, new to Alaska.
Sure.
New to the valley. A little tired of buying and having dead gardens. So
right.
It's $20 a year membership, and of course you get the camaraderie of all the people who show up.
Yeah.
You get the knowledge of the speaker, and we do publish a yearly calendar. So if you're particularly interested in mushrooms, you know which meeting to attend.
Oh, okay.
The public is welcome. There's a wonderful healthy potluck at the end of every meal.
Okay.
And then we have what's called a yearbook, so our members have access to contact each other and ask their questions and form small groups or have garden parties or meet for tea and do weeding. Or, you know, it's a stepping off point for getting some help.
Very, very good. What a good resource, because I think folks that do pun intended, transplant to Alaska. Gardening up here is so different than anywhere else. The daylight, the cold soils, the, you know, temperature, the snow, you know, in April and May.
We have a lot of challenges.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so figuring that out can be a challenge. And I think folks can easily get defeated. But being in an organization like a garden club would probably give you a lot of encouragement and a lot of support and, oh, don't do that type of statements. Or I tried that once and it didn't work, etc.
Or this may be more successful.
Yeah.
You might like to try this.
Right. How long have the two of you been garden club members?
I've been members for about 3 years now, literally.
Okay. So,
but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I think about five for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, since I retired. Yeah. Of course, while I was working, I couldn't ever make meetings, even if I was interested. But, yeah, it's been about five for me.
Okay. And speaking of meetings, when and where are the meetings held?
The first Tuesday of each month.
Okay.
At 900 Leather Leaf Loop, which is Wasilla First Baptist.
Okay.
And we meet in their basement.
All right. Very good.
10:30 in the morning, but you're welcome to come just for the speaker, which is 11 till noon, and you can certainly bring a dish to share and stay for a potluck. We usually break up about 1:30.
Okay.
And part of our founding charter says a civic and social organization.
Oh, good.
I recently surveyed the membership, and the social aspect of our club is still one of the main reasons people come.
Oh, I bet.
To visit and talk and see familiar faces and ask questions, get ideas.
And you meet all summer. You know, people are busy. They're out in their gardens in the summer, but you're still meeting those summer months?
Pretty much. Okay. June is our annual picnic. July, we have a garden tour. August, back to regular meetings.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a meeting pretty much every month.
Yeah. And the first Tuesday in May is also Alaska Agriculture Day.
Awesome.
You guys both familiar with that? Yeah. Yep. So a few years ago, which governor was it?
Cooper, was it?
I'm remiss that I don't recall. No, it wasn't that long ago because it's within the past 10 years when I was at the State Division of Agriculture when we had the proclamation signed declaring the first Tuesday in May, Alaska Agriculture Day. And I hear that the Division of Ag director, Arthur Keyes, is rallying folks to drive their tractors to work that day or maybe the day before. And I know he did that last year. He drove his tractor to work. And at the Division of Agriculture parking lot, there were a couple tractors parked. So that's one of his kind of rallying cries, is just to remind folks that there are farmers in the valley and there are people making their living providing food for their neighbors. So,
We'd really encourage people to buy local, fresher, more nutrition, and support each other.
Absolutely.
With that in mind, I did want to mention a member last year started a recycling effort. So we have a relationship now with our local recycling center for garden plastic. So if you'll please return fresh or clean garden plastic, we will redistribute it to small growers.
I wonder if that is the director of Ag calling
having a question. I have
could
a tractor.
Be. Yeah.
This year, the recycling efforts are going to continue through September.
Okay, very good.
So we'll start in June, May also. Any plastic that you purchase in the gardening, our show or anyone else's or a big box, bring it to be recycled and our club will pick it up once a week.
Oh, okay.
And clean it up and redistribute it to small growers.
Arthur Keyes is on the line.
Good morning, Arthur.
Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
I'm very well. Listen, one of my guests, Sue, can hear you, but Dan doesn't have a headset. But so I'm going to – you go ahead and ask your question. Oh, here we go. We're getting Dan hooked up too. So joining us this morning is the Director of Agriculture, Arthur Keyes. You heard me just mention Drive Your Tractor to Work Day?
I heard that. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I don't really necessarily have a question. I really have a comment.
Okay.
The Drive Your Tractor to Work Day, I just wanted to point out, because it's going to be next Monday, the April 30th.
Okay.
And we are encouraging all farmers or anybody that has a tractor, drive it, sit on it, take a picture, and share it with our Facebook page.
Okay.
We'll see how many people we can do that. Right now, it looks like the governor may join us for this event next Monday.
Really?
So, yeah.
You're going to get the governor on a tractor next Monday. Is that what I'm hearing?
I believe we're going to get him to drive a tractor to the Division of Ag next Monday and then sign the Ag Day proclamation at the Division of Agriculture.
Oh, perfect. Very good.
And so it's going to be it'll be an epic day.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
Okay. So, well, thanks. Very good. Well, thanks for calling in, Arthur. And we've got Valley Garden Club members joining us here in this morning talking about their plant sale. And it turns out that they have their meeting next Tuesday as well on that Alaska Agricultural Day.
That's perfect.
Yeah. We'll all be celebrating food in Alaska and agriculture in the valley.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations. Well, awesome. Well, that's exciting.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Arthur. Have a great day.
You All right, great show. Bye-bye.
Amy, that reminds me, I just got a call this morning from the state fair. Kathy Liska from the crops division just checked with us to make sure we were still providing the prize money for the junior berries.
Oh, okay.
We provide the Pat Newcomb Award both weeks of the fair, and junior berry prize money is from our group.
So okay.
That's another little...
Yeah.
Oh, and we provide hundreds of volunteers for the judges, clerking for them and arranging things and taking down things.
Okay.
People really look forward to that.
Oh, man, that crops barn at the state fair is a highlight for most people, I think. And the showcase of flowers and berries and vegetables, and just, I think people are so wowed to see what grows in Alaska. Yeah. Let's, Arthur kind of interrupted my train of thought. We appreciate the call, Director Keys, but I want to go back to your recycling effort because I don't think we really talked about that enough. So you're right. Every time you go and you buy plant starts or, you know, six pack or whatever, there's so much plastic involved. So your Valley Garden Club created a recycling effort specifically for that plastic?
We did.
Okay.
KT, one of our members, got with Molly Boyers. And so last year was... It was just basically in June.
Okay.
And it went over really well, and we had quite an enormous response of it. So all the stuff that they got that people had, you know, recycling there for plastic, so they put it in bins, and we took it, and we cleaned it up, and then we gave it back to growers and everything like that. So we kept, I would say, probably about 1,000 pounds worth of plastic from going into the...
Landfill. Good.
And so we're... expanding this year with their help, and we're going to go all summer long up through September, and so we hopefully will maybe 3,000 or 4,000 or more pounds.
Yeah.
And
the other thing to remember is that saves small growers some bottom line money. They don't have to spend their slim profit margin repurchasing plastic that can be reused for years and years until it becomes so brittle. And one friend said, oh, I'll take those. I just put two together and keep using them.
Oh, there you go. So to clarify, if I had garden plastic that I wanted to participate in this project or get rid of, I'd just take it to the Valley Community Recycling Center, and they have a special area designated. Is that
correct?
What's going on?
Okay. Correct. Right now, it's just a shopping cart.
Okay,
but
sure.
Last year, it turned into a bin, and we will have our banner with our Iris logo on there.
Perfect.
Some members agree to just stop by once a week and empty the bin.
Okay.
That was basically what Molly asked, and that's been easy. Many of us recycle anyhow, and we're showing up to recycle our family goods, and then we just clean out that bin, take it home, clean it up. Either it gets redistributed at the next meeting, or we share with Master Gardeners here in Palmer, the Meadow Lakes Bloomers Club, anybody who needs plastic.
I love it. What a great thing
Thank
to do.
You. Yeah, we're really glad to help out there.
All right, perfect. Well, Sue and Dan, our time is just about up. I want to thank you so much for joining me on Ag Matters Radio this morning. I want to encourage folks to go check out your website, and I linked to your Facebook page this morning, so that's a connection there on our Farmland Trust Facebook page.
Oh, excellent.
People
thank
can
you.
Also find you through that, and I look forward to seeing folks at the plant sale Memorial Day Saturday 9 to 3 at the Boys and Girls Club, right?
Right, and every year. Even if you're scheduled to go fishing this year, come next year.
Come
we'll
next
be there.
Year. All right, perfect. Thanks so much for joining me on Ag Matters Radio.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.